Berdea Vinos Kusim Shu test continued by Rosh Hashua Gimel Av Hetov Shu Mem He on July 21st, 1985 on Sunday. Continued.
So even if he's not going, so he wouldn't, and I'm sorry, in view of the fact that he's annoying, so even if he was not in there, so he's not the Tamei. He was appearing in America, so he couldn't be the Tamei. So he's only a Vishnu Tumei, he couldn't be the Tamei in all of it, once he's appearing in America. As long as he wears the medres, so he's a nasi medres, so he's an avatume. But if he's curious in a medres, so then he's not nasi medres, so he only touched an avatume. So he's a rishi. He cannot be tamer in kelim, he can only be tamer yechum no mashkir. So why does the Gemara have to say that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Kusi was stated. After a long time, we have a Jewish person, and 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 we have a Jewish person. So the Kashe, so what did the King God accomplish by talking to the wife of the Zuki? He found out from the wife of the Zuki that the Azir is doing all right, fine. So Gemara is the kasha, but typically in Shitzur da Moritz. So even though there is no Tumas Beonido, but there is a Tumas Amoritz, but if we are going to say that da Moritz himself is not the Tamei, it's only because he was the Kabutume from his wife Nido. So Mele, he did accomplish the King of by making sure that he was not the Beonido. So the more as the kasha might appear from a shkin to each day, was in Beyoni, but he did accomplish. He was not there. In Beyoni, if he hadn't made sure that he was not Beyoni, and then there would be possibly Beyoni, so Nikmo, and he's an Ubrod of Kines, Reiki, Shalzab, so he's an Avatome. Dim Shitzur and Amoretz, So it's only a region. So that's why he talked to the wife of the Zuki. So it's a raya that the Tumas Mayones of Izzah applies no more. So Mele, even though he's not a Beonido, what did he accomplish? The King of it. He still is an Avatum, because he carries the Tzineire, or the Mayonets, of the Zav, of the Amoretz. So he's again an Avatum. Now the next mission. So we have three sheets. One sheet is taken, sheet and the sheet of most Hashem. That Amor the Chachamim were only imposed the Tume of Magi Amoretz and Mayonis of an Amoretz. Not the other things. And then not Hesed and not Medras of Islam. Then the sheet of formation for times that on a single Amoretz there is no tumor, not in Mayonis, not in Maga Amoretz, but only in Merid Amoretz. So it's all because of the Choshe of this thing, not Amoretz per se, not Amoretz per se. And then there is the Shite of the Ramban, one Russian Ramban, that the Chachamim imposed on Amoretz all the Tumim, including Hesed, and the Kuri Medras. And the Nishin Tagas, it's because there it's Tati Vada Gomo. So only in Sopi. So Mele, the Chomi did not apply the Tume on the basis of Sopi. Next issue. Damavis Kehobin, Vidam Tavashan Tsuras, Bishamai, Mitarin, Bisilin, Jericho, Chmini Radleo. So, now the Chachomim, what is a Tumah and a Nakum? What is a Tumah and a Nakum? In other words, that the Nakum has Tumah Zobim. So the question is, now the Chachomim applied that Chachomim to Shorin and Tonikim. Now, so if it's Chachomim is Mitamei, and if it's Chachomim, if it is Chachomim is Mitamei. And if it's Chachomim is Mitamei like his Av, and if it's Chachomim is Mitamei like his Ove, like in India, like his Ove. Even if she's not his Ove, not in India. So she's becoming like each other, like him. Yeah. The question is, how about the Dami Benis Kichon? So Dami Benis Kichon, the Dami Tare Shem Yitzeras, so the Shama Yitare, the Sila Lengri, Kireiko, Meme Radleo. So we had a double machlokes between the Shammai and the Sila. Even though the Mishnah mentioned them together, but it's separate machlokes. One machlokes is on the Rabbono level. The other machlokes is on the Reis level. Vis-a-vis Dam of the Eskichobim. So even the Sila who say that it's Mitame, Chireiko, Chmein, Radleo, what does it mean? Only lach if it's moist, but if it's dry, if it's yogish, it's not the time. That's the Rabbona, according to Israel. And according to Shama, it's not in the time of the Rabbona. In regard to Dam Tarash and Yitzhiras, that's a machlekes on the Yerai Yisrael. Now, the Aloha means that the Yildes, so Yildes Ocho, so it's May or 7 days. And the Yeris in Kevo is May or 14 days. So again, there is an Issa Lebailo. She has an Issa Amida Lebailo 7 days. Yeris are hot. And Yeris in Kevo is a Super Lebailo for 14 days, even if she didn't see any time. Even if the lady was Lady Abeshti. Without any flow of doubt. So the halacha is she's made. But then, after the 7 days, and after the 14 days, any doubt that is discharged, so is considered down to it. 33 days after the 7 days by Yoledes Ocho, and 66 days by Yoledes Nikibo after the 14 days is down there. But suppose the Yildes is also in Mitzras. Now there is a loche that the Mayonis of the Mitzere is an Alatune. It's little lying. So it's an Alatune. So the question is, how about the dam? The dam of the Mitzras. Is it the Tevedin of Rimayon, or it doesn't have the So the Shama is saying, no, the Mayonis of the Tzeras is not a point. But what is Mayon? Mayon is something that is analogous to spittle, to rake. Now, the nature of rake is, it's Misagel Vieitze. What do you think Misagel Vieitze? First, spittle is formed, and it accumulates. And then you spit it out by shaking down so that it immediately flows out. Then let's say Dambido. Or Dampia is also like Dambido. So it's not misogynizing. It doesn't accumulate first inside and then it comes out. But it comes out immediately without accumulating inside. So the halacha is, we have it just a question, that what kind of imayon is an abatome, what kind of imayon is of a zav, of a tzere, is an abatome, only a imayon that is analogous to rake, spit. It's misagoliates first, it is misase, it accumulates inside the mouth, as Rashi explains it, that you test in it. Misagol means misase, it accumulates inside the mouth, and then it comes out. Mashen came down, it comes out, the more, immediately, it's not misagol first. It doesn't accumulate first and then come out. So mele, it's not doing it at age, so it's not enough. It's not enough at all. So that's why the Shammai, they say, it's not mitame, it's a smile. It's not mitame, it's a smile. Now, Peteras Damide, so it's Dantea. So do make any difference whether she's in Tsaras or not in Tsaras. But Peteras Mayonnaise, it should be Tamei. So the Shammai say no. Mayonnaise is only like Reik and Ravlai that is misagoniated. So it accumulates first and then it comes out. But here it comes out immediately. It's not that it has to accumulate a lot of down and then come out. Every drop of down comes out immediately. It doesn't have to be inside it to accumulate inside. So maybe it's straight. And we still say that midiraise, it's mitamelach. The moist down is mitam. It's not mitamelach yomesh, because it doesn't have tumas damida, because it's damtoya, since it's a kosher, that the dam that flows from the Eilis after the 7 days of Yom Zohar and after the 14 days of Shilvus Mikavor is not totally tumas damida, tumas damida. But according to the Silal, there is a special Zeus HaKosher that the dam gave this, even though it's Amitea, and it's not Tomei Miteras Dam, but it's Tomei Miteras Mayonis, even though it's not Misagol Yeisei, but it's special Zeus HaKosher, special Zeus HaKosher, that it has Tumas Mayonis, since it has its own Mitano Miteras Mayonis, not Miteras Damido, so maybe it's only Mitanilach. Because when they are drying in the air, you keep it dry up, it's not coming, only when it's moist. So that's the machlekes between Shammai's love. So it's two separate machlekes. It's merged together. One machlekes between Shammai's love is when we got to Damidez the Chodim, whether the Chachom is Rabbonah it's in town. And the other machlekes is whether on the rice level, the mitaro shall be tzeras, whether it's becoming the rice and the tzeras mayonnaise or not. Right, now let's see the rashi in the first explanation. Ishama mitaro midam lechevim ahodav yoreikom min radyom yechachom meilim yechachom gozra alayim yisidom chod ibrahim. Afu ochet dom etoir. Itayim ufoidim moed ishiyo birabon ulineve Hekere Yitumosom Yirabon. So, even though Reikon Min Ragleo, so Istamei Min Rabon or Chobin, But the Tao is not Tame. Not Tame. Why? Why the Chachom Misaki Nichtoi? When he shares it to Nazoba, it to Nasnida. So even the Tao should be Tame. If she doesn't have, so even the Rechimir of Lion should not be Tame. Because the Chachom wanted that there should be a Hecha, that people should not mix up. Should not mix up the dam of the Israelis with the dam of the Jacob. The dam Tia Shom Tzeras. The other Rab Mayon is the Tzeras, King Rey, Kumi, Radler, Hadara Tume, Kiyom, Matalas, Mizoho, Rab is the Tzeo, Shrey, Mason, King, Shozab. Ich sie bei der Chioi Kazab die Teuer, aber auch er dankt ja schon mal Teuer. Du hab Meiru, die du mir der Rebe ino, she li sage o first, it's li sase to li sage. And it accumulates, and then it comes out. Ki da munon fel beiz gavida majorit, u bisile in tirei kochmin ragao, she li tam lachen tam yibeshi, gavida nubeles kechobin tam yibaron, שגוז רואים שאין פיזון מוכל לדרעת, והחקיר הוא דובי פה, דיוד ישראליס מתם לך לא ביש, וזבחו במלך לא יורש. So go בשם אני בסילר, have the same reason. בשם I say, it's טויה לגמרי, as a hacker. And בסיל say, it's not טויה לגמרי. But it's limited to me, it's reduced to me. It's only טמא לך. Like my honest number, but not Yomesh, not like Damino. Why? Again, it's here. Vahat Yodolit Bodil, the Israelis, the Tamilach Yomesh, 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 the Now, suppose a woman gave birth to a child, and then the 7 days, mitmas later, the zohar, 14 days, of his kibbutz expired. And so it's already in Meitea, 33 days, Merizocho, 66 days of Yoveles Nikeimo. And then she had a flow in the Meitea. She had a flow in the Meitea. Suppose after the Meitumas later, after 14 days, and she stopped bleeding. So she went to Yoveles. So then, and then she had another flow after Tile, so of course it's Tile, according to everybody. The machleket between Misham Yisrael is in regard to the case where the Yildes stopped bleeding and she didn't go to Tile yet. And it's already the 15th day, 16th day, 17th day, 18th day, 19th day, I mean, in the Yilteya. And she had the flow. She had the flow of dam. Is that dam mitame or that dam is not mitame? So Damalil de Shalitoglo, Bishama Yemrin, Jireko Chmene Radler. It's only mitame lach, but not Yomesh. Ubisil Emrin, mitame lach Yomesh. Now let's see the Rashi. Aber hier die Schöpfe, die mit dem Asli, die Tau, die Schöpfe, die Tau, 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 und kann für den Mann die Laufen und Kräuter in den Schoß haben, dann wie auch ich. Die Dornama von der Bilantio, die Schamadio, die Mora, die in Tau, die Achmone, wo Mora, die Expired, und ich meine Mama, der kann ich mir den Jusag, die ich sehe, auf die Woche, die Rabor und Bozrala. So why do die Schamai say, that is Vitamai, it is Vitamai, Chereko couldn't run Leos and Tamilach in that job age. Why shouldn't you Tamil Lach? After all, Tumas Damido doesn't apply Zampea. And Biyemi Tolerachmane come to Shama. So even without Tile, so it's Damtoya. So it's Damtoya. And then, because my own it's not Misagal Yeitse, so it should not be Mitamim Lach. The answer is, the Rabbonon is Mitamim Lach. But in Ochrani, the rice is not Mitamim Obia. Whereas the seals say, it's Mitamim Lach to Yovich. Because the Tira is Damnido, even though it's Damtea. But when does it have a din of Damtea? Only after Tira. If she has a flow after Tira. But if she has a flow before Tira, it does not have a din of Damtea. So it's Mitamim Vitera Damnido. So obi umiu goza loch abon to oil meloi zero lach asai not a tail zain a kone to be shaman umiu goza ole ole o shi kame lach u obi ishto it me zain dogi po e kere de lady it mos of the rabono to nisri po lewa tono di kochi di ato ka vika di dam di chobi na bilo di shaman loche el vitaro i gambe bain teime ki do mi gorem shachashin to mos de chale di shoteo ומימא מתמלך וליובי, חוסם ובכל תומס את יחום את הרבונון, כדי לסחול ודוי את כל משכם זוכר, וכי מביתום את מרגון ריקו מרגלי, ניקח עוד כתובי, ניקח תיע לו, זדומו לגמרי להכיר, ילי דוי את תומס ריקו מרגלי, את הרבונון לצבול את תחום הלייר, ולכל כמידומו, גיל מוסו לחלו בשם תאירו, אבל אוכל אין כאן לרבונון, אבל דם לבדי, שיר דם תאה, גיל קל גוזר, בשיר בולי קרד, וקרמי חד ומוסר חוק משלטר, דאקרנטים בכלילו בלידוס אדם תאו, ובסיר להם לי, ניתן מלאך יובי, מוס מנתיר את כל זמן של איתו, בגוסב רגיין ותפיר את תול הרחמון, ביין ותפיר את תול הרחמון, ומי נמיר את בזה, שניתן מלאך יובי, until she counted Zion Nikini. Alright. So we'll leave it here. Wonderful. Now, well, I said for today you should be prepared up to the two dots in the Hamayim days. The Hamayim is out of just a few more lines. Up to Yitma, Rabbana Mayin Acharu, Hatea Timoshi Lakeo Terosi. Just a few more lines of the Mayim. And you should do look up the Chidushi of Hajjpa. Chidushi of Hajjpa. And this is very important, very, very important.
Yoredea Benos Kusin, Shir Yud, by the Rosh Hashua, Dal of Hetov Shemim Hei, July 22nd, 1985, on Monday.
And we went over the Mishnah, down the top. But I'll go back to the perfect, and then we'll again briefly run over the Mishnah. So the Dia Hazard. Now, the Mishnah immediately discussed certainly holds that Kusin Gerenesi, because according to the Tanoi, who holds Kusin Gerenesi, then they wouldn't be daily meetings, because the Kusi is not Jewish, and the Yochis is not the Tamil Middle Gerenesi. So this Mishneh calls to the Mandoma that Kusin Gerenesi. But the Gemara in Chum says that Bnei Rav Ame and Rav Ase, the Chachomim were Gezer, and the Kusim, they should have a Din of Akum, of Goyim, of Goyim. So, let's see what the Rambam says here in the Perush HaMishneh, in this Kusim.
Thank you. think that shame, that mekabli matora can be pshutas.
Not only do they kusim now like stupid, they rejected the Torah Shabbal Peh.
Oh.
They only accepted the Torah Shabbal Peh. There is a machlokes rishonim whether a new hour of the zoreh is mutar to be malvein beriz. Most rishonim say that a new hour of the zoreh, so it's mutar to malvein beriz an angel. Why? Either so some Rishonim say it's mutar, because the Torah in the parasha of Ribis says the chiyochi v'imo. So mele, the issue of taking Ribis applies only to someone whom I am mechuyev lachis. And in view of the fact that numela of the Torah, so it's merudim l'mayli, so it's mufke of the mitzvah of lachis, we are not mechuyev. So mele, there is no issue of being malveh in the ribs, of taking interest. Then some rishonim say that the reason that's the tools shot as to why it's mutar to learn a numer abizore, a numer lahachis, beris. Because the Issa Ribis is based upon the chiyuv of lahachis. And one who is mufke from the mitzvah of lahachis, so there is no Issa to take interest from him. The Ramban says something else. Not that the Issa Ribis is based upon the chiyuv of lahachis. The Issa Ribis could apply even to someone whom we are not mechuyev lachis. But since he is a mumea, so he is not b'chol lachicho. And the Torah mentions u'b'chicho l'isashich, so l'isashich l'achicho, so m'mele a mumea does not come within the lach. Within the law. Now,
what's the difference? There's no difference between the law and the Torah and Weiss.
There's a big difference. If we say that the Numel Hachis comes within the Chicho, but the reason is to why you're allowed to take interest from him, because the self taking interest applies only to someone whom I am Chuyab Hachis and Numel Hachis. I'm not mechuyev lachis, so as some mele according to tools from this, it will follow that a mume lachis, so you are allowed to take interest from him. But to give a mume lachis interest, to be a leve from a mume lachis, believe is that is osea. Because the taking, the collecting of the interest is based upon lachisi, but the giving of interest is not based upon lachisi. Mashein came according to the Ramban that the new lachis is excluded from lachicho. So mele, just as the love regarding taking of ribis mentions lachicho, so the love of giving ribis also mentions lachicho. So there's the big nachinim. There is a very big nachinim. Anyway, then So most Rishonim say that it's muter to be nahove a numer al avodizora or a numer lahachis duris, either because there is no chiv of lachis, they say, or because he's not the chlal or chiv. However, Rashi in the Tshuva says that it's also in the Raisa to take interest from numer lachis. So Rashi Shiti is. Rashi Shiti is that the Issa of taking duties is not based upon the Chiyot Lachis, and even someone who we are not the Chiyot Lachis, so still it's also to take interest from him, and Rashi Shiti is not like Ramba. That the Numa Lachis and Numa Lachizori is also called Achicho. Because what does Achicho mean? Achicho means Achicho Teo Vimitzves. And Rashi says in the Tshuva, Yisroel Ahopi Shechot in Yisroel. So Yisroel Ahopi Shechot in Yisroel means even in Numa Lachis. So he's still in Yisroel. It's true that the Numa Lachizori and Numa Lachis is the Achim Chodbo. He has the Psalm of the Nach. He cannot be matter bishvitose. He has no nemones. His pass is also like the pass of an atom. But it doesn't mean that the bishvitose is oil is poka. It doesn't mean that the bishvitose is poka. Now, then, so, the mechabea in Simen Kukin Tess, Sim Beit, Paskins, like Rashani, Mumer Mutal al Beisi Beliz. Mutal al Beisi Beliz. The Yosa will be Smena Beliz. Alright. Then the Ramor Paskins the Fumer, like Rashi. The Yeshmach Mirin at the Mumer al Beisi. The Tegla Hakmi and Mefshal Yishamit Men. But the Machaba Paskins, that it's mutal ha'olbeis to numer in Rivis. Now then, the Mechaber in Siv Gimur, Siv Gimur says, Siv Gimur says, Kusin yeish lohem din numer la'aveiras kichom. So it's mutal ha'olbeis lohem Rivis. From the Kusin, you can collect Rivis. Why? Because it's a mumer. So the Shach points out, apparently the Mechaber doesn't agree with the Shach of Rambam Beresh HaMishnah. Because if the Mechaber had agreed with the Shach of Rambam Beresh HaMishnah, then he wouldn't have to resort to the fact that Kusi Yeshlem di Mumer Lavis Chodin. And in respect to Mumer Lavis Chodin, the Mechaber said, Mutal al Beisi Beliz, the Osa will Beisi Menoriz. But if the Mechaber had agreed with the Shias Amgresh HaMishne, then the Shias Yisroel, the Chachamim, or Makir, the Yisroel. So it is a Goyim Amesh. So it's not only Mutal al Beisi Beliz, it's Mutal will Beisi Menoriz, so it's a Goyim. It's not only the Yisroel. So we see that the Mechaber is Chedek HaNishkizah. And that's very strange, it's unusual. I mean, in any other case, where the Mechaber was taken around. So at least the Mechaber mentions the Rambam Shite, and he mentions the reasons as to why he said it. Here he doesn't even mention that the Rambam Shite is to the contrary. He just is filled and alright, but anyway, the Shach points out. The Shach points out. And so anyway, so we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Mechaber as to whether the Meir Rambam the Rabbase goes to Al Akusim in Yis Ge'akum, whether it only means like Yitzhumre or Ibn Ikum. So here's the Rambam means de uma matia de Israel, even what you even Nicol. The question is, what creatures come here to be matia de Israel in the Reise? The Agirenes, so they are Jews. The Agirenes, my Zamcho, but they are Jews. Israel in Muri. So then how can the Chachomi be Iker Yom Matere? Iker Yom Matere. Alright. Now I just want to go over a piece of Gemara in Givonis, chapter Zion, on the base. Omar Rabase, the Yitzchokim Shekidish Bizman Hazeh, Chayshi Shem Yidush, Shemo Maaser Sashvotim. So, I mean, we don't pass from like it. But Rabase said at first that if you go is in Kaddish, is in Anishe, is in Manazeh, so she requires a get from him. Why? Maybe he's a remnant, or maybe he's a descendant of Asar Sashot, because Asar from this Gemara we see contrary to the, you know, to the Haggadah, I mean that Asar Sashot on the contrary are a big Matreye. So we see the Asaras HaShpotim became completely assimilated. Rashi mentions that Haggadah in Perek Chelek, because from Zchutes HaRoshe, so Esra Vakile is an Hebrew. So Magi Yamal, why is Shabbos different than any other day? So why do you celebrate Shabbos? That's the Mishkutis HaRoshes, Shaila to Rav Akiva. So Rav Akiva said, some Rakim Chiv. So Rashi says, there is a Haggadah, I mean, we don't know where that Haggadah is, I mean, it's not in the Shabbat, not in the Shachumet. But there is a Haggadah, that the Sambatim is a river, and the Asaras HaShvotim are behind that river, and a whole ridge, it throws stones, and then on Shabbos it rests.
It's not measured, the other way.
So anyway, so today, I mean, not only the Yishon can sometimes throw stones. At least the Yishon can throw a stone, and but that doesn't kill anybody. Of course, it's a wild behavior, but the non-some of those who are anti-nature, sometimes, unfortunately, throw a stone and somebody gets killed too, you know what I mean? So, anyway, that's that. So from that Haggadah, it appears, on the contrary, the Asaras HaShvotim are very homogeneous. But from this Gemara, it appears that Asaras HaShvotim became completely assimilated with the void. And in Yachinshish, when somebody is a real goy, maybe he's a descendant of Asaras HaShvotim. But that's no mystery, because some of the Asaras HaShvotim became assimilated, and some remained loyal to the Torah. I mean, there is no sphere, it's not the Yerechot, it's not the Asaras HaShvotim, I'm not all Mirech, but more as the Kashe, why should Rabbasi the Chishim Shem Asaras HaShvotim for cold forest and cold forest? So the Gemara says, Biduchta Dikhiya. So Tisa says, in their places, let's say, in the places where they are above, that's how they live. In the places where they are above, I mean, today, there is no place in the world where Baser Hashbotim are above. But, Bisman Chazal, there were still, you know, certain places where the Aseres HaShvotim, the descendants of the Aseres HaShvotim, were involved. Were involved in Africa, probably, I mean, in certain places. Anyway, so this is what Hamas is. Then Moe says at the end, Kam Ike, Ike de Amre, Kam Ike Kam de Shmuel, Omale, Luizosun Shom. So the Pashtus of the Gemara is, that this Pashtus in Heisha has reference to the Aseres HaShvotim. Those descendants of the Aseres HaShvotim, who became completely assimilated with the Goyim. So the Shem Bov, so the Kedushas Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael is Pokah. Now, then, the Karaneo and the Gomes mentions a remarkable chat here. He says, it doesn't mean, the person doesn't imply that the Aseres HaShvotim, so as a result of their assimilation, so the soil is strong. Because it better be a shaft in the process. So why does he more say, can we take a mature Roma way? We also need so much, also we need home boy. So he'd say, hey, if you're home boy, not at your also. The expression at your also, the Chachomim implies that the Chachomim declared that one misake that the Kedushas Yisrael should be taught. So, but until the Chachomim made that Chachome, they had Kedushas Yisrael. So Kaneo says, the Pshatim is the Rastakosuk by Shem Gordu, Kibon Zon Yorodu, is not the Kedushas Yisrael of the Aseres HaShvotim, those who became assimilated, were spoken. But it is just a cause that when a Yisrael Mina becomes completely assimilated, then Gezdin has a keach to be makia in this Yisrael of a Jew who is Badishenbo. Now, it's not automatic. By itself, without it, upon his Bezdin, so Yisrael HaFalat Shepot HaYisrael. So even if he becomes 100% assimilated, and he abandons the Jewish faith, and he converts himself 1,000 times, so Yisrael is not good. But Bezdin vis-a-vis those who became assimilated, who by Hashem walked over. So this in Hezekiah to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael. This in Hezekiah to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael. In other words, this is how the Karaneot explained the Gemara. So Mele, even in the assimilated descendants of Aseres HaShvatim, Kedushas Yisrael, until the Chachamim decided to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael. Chachamim did not decide to be Mafkia Kedushas Yisrael of all the descendants of Chassid Sholem, but only of that segment that became completely assimilated. Some Mele Shmuel says, if a goy is Mikavish and Nishot, in the places where the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim are involved, she is still not to the dishes, because assuming that the Mikavish was not a real goy, but a descendant of Aseres HaShvatim is also involved, because the Chachamim were already Mafkia their dishes. Now, so we the Karameos shout. The Karaneos pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos, and you can understand the Shittas Rambam Derech HaMishneh in it. The Rambam says that this Mishneh means Chusim. In this Nagus also has more relevance today, because Chachamim was Misaki, that this should be in a Makom. So the question is, how could a Chachamim be sacking in Kule in Shevet Din of Goyim? The Kule, not in Kule, in Kiel Yachom of Yerutia. The answer is, they are also a Lishem Kotel. Why? Why is it the day of Shalavam of Rabase? So, goes on this Gakum, because Rabam of Rabase came to the conclusion that they were a Lishem Kotel. So Mele, they decided to be Mafkia the Yisrael, and then six years ago, that this Nezikia and Mafkia, the Yishik Yisrael, of those that are Badishendo. So that's the reason, as why the Rambam says, so in other words, so this indeed in respect to two groups of Jews, in respect to the assimilated descendants of Aseres HaShvatim, and in respect to the Kusi. In respect to the Kusi. Now, this is Shittas Rambam, but the Shittas Mechaber is not. They are the only ones that we should have to pull about them. We got the Shittas, we got the old things, we got the Yanin, we got the everything. But not that they were Mafkia, the business part. Now this Karaneo, I mean, this Gemara, we don't have to say Karaneo, because this Gemara is the promise, whether we accept the Karaneo of Chat or not. But the Gemara mentions it, the Gabi, the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim, as a very important bearing upon the question of the Ethiopian Jewish. I don't like to discuss that question, because unfortunately today, wherever the chutzpah is, in every Amboris, expresses an opinion on all Yonator, I mean, it's even difficult to understand. Would the layman have the chutzpah, would I have the chutzpah, to argue doctors on the medical question? I mean, I would be glad as in Shriach, as in the same person. And why talk this off? And here, every ignoramus, especially if he has a position of leadership, he's the head of an organization, so he certainly has the right to express an opinion on how all halachic questions. Now, and not only express an opinion, trying to exert so much pressure with all kinds of intimidation, I mean, formal rabbis and conservative rabbis are so much on the offensive. I mean, they are inciting the Ethiopian Jews against the Rabbanut, and what did the Rabbanim of Oshin do? On the contrary, I mean, they were very, very nice to the Ethiopian Jews. They said they should undergo Tokenel. He said Tokenel, but they don't mean Tokenel. It's not Tokenel. It's Geos Misophic, because who knows whether they are Jews, real Jews or not. They are Sophic Jews. I mean, in Chilas Kleide, he committed a very great wonder, Rabbi Yosef, a very great wonder. He did not act as a role is Mechuyet there. Chocham Sherosa and Habir Rashay Rahati. So such a thing, when the whole Rabbanut passed him, that they should, that required Deus, he had no right to make a declaration which was picked up by all the reform rabbis and conservative rabbis and by the whole media. And so he had no right to make such a declaration, especially when he himself, when he was chief rabbi, so he passed in the Ethiopian Jews. At that time, he wants only Ethiopian Jews in Israel, but they were in number. So he said, they should undergo Deus Misophic. Now, when so many of the Ethiopian Jews arrived in Israel, he declared that they don't require any guilt. Why? Because of the Rabbas. It's true, the Rabbas says so. The Rabbas says that the Ethiopian Jews are descendants of Shem Adonai, and that was mentioned by Rami Poyegoyen, so that they are from shaded on, but the Rabbas, not everybody agrees with the Rabbas. Not everybody agrees with the Rabbas. And then something else. Even if you assume that the Rabbas, as the said, I mean, it's a question. Even if we assume like the Rabbas, that the Ethiopian Jews in the Rabbas times were all descendants of Sheva. First of all, I mean, how could the Rabbas be sure of that? But even assuming that in the time of the Rabbas, they were all descendants of Sheva from Asarashvati. But it's hundreds of years, and they were very ignorant. They didn't know any aloches. Some melee, there was a possibility of intermarriage. Not be mazy, but be shege. So even assuming like the Rabbas, So since the Rabbas, there might be Sophic, Yisrael Sophic Nochi, because of the intermarriage that existed. And suppose other black people were Misgaya and they were very ignorant. They didn't know the Torah Shabbat Peh. So was the chaos carried out clean? I mean, it's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, all the sociologists and the scientists say that there is a lot of intermarriage in the course of the last few centuries. There was a lot of intermarriage. How can one pass in respect to the status of Jews, I mean, that they don't require it? It's such a wonder. I mean, nothing could be more irresponsible than what Rabbi Bari Yosef did. He did a terrible thing. And he had no right, even if he had been correct in his judgment. He had no right, Chochem Shosa, in Chabir Rashay Rahatim, especially in this case, to pour oil on the fire, so that all the Echim Yisrael will have weapons against the Rabbanim. It's a terrible thing. A is that what it is? Anyway, and then there is another 19th, the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim Toroshi, who are very willing in the Psak. They pass me that they have to undergo total health for their own benefit. They use the expression token in order not to hurt the feelings of people. I mean, there's a reason. But the men among the Ethiopian Jews don't have to have hatred on this. Don't have to have hatred on this. Why not? Because since they are substantially observant, in other words, according to their own, you know, knowledge, they are observant. They want to do the right thing, but unfortunately they are very ignorant. But they want to do the right thing, they're nice people. So mele, the aloha is the more essentially vomit. That if a ger who did not undergo a mele which yields, but he had mele. Why? Because he had mile and he had chile, because he had mile because every Jew has mile, and he had chile because he was stably carrying, or a woman, you know, who was accepted as an Israelis, the Gamra. And then it turned out that she was not an Israelis, but she was developing Midosov. So the Gemara says, merely tall the carrying, merely tall the doso. So mele, it's a good gales. So we see, even though the mele or the tile was not lishem gales per se, but it was lishem yavush, lishem dinator, so it's also a good gales. So first, some mele, since they are all low, because they are makpi, that's one of the mitzvahs on which they are very makpi. So even though they didn't do it to shingles, because they thought, they assumed, you know, that they are Jews, you know, throughout the generations, but it's still a good deal. So first of all, I mean, this is a big fool. I mean, what about the mitzvahs? First of all, the shikas of Mitzvah the Rambam means not that that the Tfilah Yavush is considered like a Tfilah Yavush. But, in other words, if we saw a certain person who was not Jewish, and he was stable, she was stableless when he does all, or then he was stably carried, he observes mitzvahs, so then it's a raya. Then it's a raya. Is there, you shall know, here, this is the change. The change, no one has changed the change. Maybe I shouldn't go down to the pendant and discuss it. But it has to do with the demoral loss.
Also
the time of the Miranda in Spain.
It's
the question of if the 2-3 generations in certain places, many Christians would probably. Oh, I call it the Sanctuary. Call it the Sheikh, the Miranda. Thank you very much. Mchaber, Paschim, Sinsin, Arim, Sam, Ches, Sin, Gimu, Kol, Yoni, Agea, Beinu, Lidi, Amitzes, Likavon, Bein, Amire, Bein, Atfile, Tzorich, Sheli, Ubi, Gimu, Hakheir, Lodei, Ubi, Yei, Niu, Dakke, Lichatheir, Aro, Yere, Im Limor, Ui Tobal Elobit Libeli, the Trading of the Lilo, after Ui Tobal Lishen Gerus, Eloi Shetobal Likari, the Isha Shetobal Lidoso, Habegea, Umuta Bin Israelis, Chut Mikabores Hamitzves, Shema Akedes, Imeinu Bieinu Bishleisha. But the Rishon Rambam, they have another shot in the Noyim Gomez, that in the Chem and Zayin, Ishi Ui Tobal Likari, Isham Ritobal Lidoso. It doesn't mean that Tfilo Liyadus, not in Nigelus, is just as good. But it means, if we don't know, when it's a question, somebody who is the Cheskes Yisrael, and now it turns out that he wasn't born Jewish, but there is a gap, and there is no behuri that he went through Gelus, but I'm more able to testify that he went through Tfilah. So we say, the Rambam says, Nadav ke tovo nidusha. In other words, if we see that the woman is a shemeres mitzves, she is always tiberes nidusha, she observes mitzves, so we presume, there is a presumption that she certainly went through Tfilah in the presence of the best. But if we know that there was no Tfilah in the presence of Bezdin, so then she does not become the heiress. So the Mechaber says, one second, Ulohif Ulalambam Afriyede, Shetoba Limol, with Mishnayim Ubilayo, Miyake, the Yosef of Israelis. So first of all, it's a bit cool, I'm not has to show you criticizing the Pesach of Rahul Moshe. The two Rabboni Roshi today, they're not the Geni Ador, but they are Modi, and the Pascal Aloche, and they're not motivated by politics, they're not interested, you know, in glory. I mean, they are really Mekadosh Hashem. I mean, for the first time in many years, that there is no conflict between the chief Sephardic rabbi and the chief Ashkenazi rabbi, that he insulted in Europe. So, but they are real Mekadosh Hashem. So, I'm not criticizing, but I'm saying that it's a bit cooler what they pass. That they have to undergo Gilgul just delay and no atomic number is. Because according to the Rambam, assuming that they are not descended to Esav Shvatim, so then they require Gelus. And even though they were mal, but the Miller was not the Mishlechon, it wasn't Mishin Gelus as such. It was only Mishin Yadus that the, so, I mean, Mishin Yadus, the Miller, some Miller, the Agir, that won't be. And then something else that was already pointed out by some of the Shias, which is good for me. But I'm not criticizing the Psalm. I understand that they tried, you know, to resort to the here in order not to offend the Ethiopian Jews. So the passing of the there is another time again. Even if we are not Cheshish for Shita of the Big Man, because Pashtas Aloshi of the Mechaber is that the Paschus like Adachim. He just mentions to a little Rambam of the Derech, Mol, Shetoba, Mol, Mishnayim, in the life of the Akin Yosef of Israelis. But, now, in order that the Mille should be a Mille of Gilus, so it has to be done by Jew, if the mayor is a boy, so then, even according to other shame, the miller will not affect girls. Now, if there is a sort of maybe invoke they are not descended to the surface world. And many of them, or most of them, so are just alleged Galen, are Galen, and the Galus was not Kedim. Some male are true, they are only male. But true is the male. They didn't have continually male vows. They have their own male. The other male. Maybe the male himself is not Jewish. So male, what kind of gale, what kind of male of Galus is that? So it's liquid. The liquid. Apparently they resorted to sex with this and that, because many shame hold that this guy has a shame hold, so does it require out of the number. I suppose that's the reason. But they were very liberal towards Ethiopian Buddhists. Very liberal. And especially the statement talking ills. So that was, it was formulated that way, deliberately, in order not to offend the Jews. And then some chutzpahs incite the Ethiopian Jews to demonstrate against the Rabbanim Roshim, who are real tzaddikim, I mean, and they have no defense against anybody. And who do it with Shemayim, and they threaten that if the Rabbanim Roshim will not reverse their judgment, they'll commit suicide. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that in the United States? Let's say, in the United States you also have Christian cases who demonstrate with Christians on. But could you imagine that a group of people will demonstrate against the Supreme Court and they'll threaten the Supreme Court that if they don't reverse the judgment, they'll commit suicide? How will the media react, even the chutzpah media, where a lot of chutzpah, they will say the Amishvoy. And here, it's picked up on the media, and everybody talks against Rabbanim, the Rabbanim are the reactionaries, and so on. And the reform rabbis, they are liberals, they have the Aras Yisrael, and Arav Shapiro, and what's the name of this father called? Arab Shamash, Arab Elio. So they are reactionaries. I mean, imagine such footsteps. And then there is another reason that I would be afraid even to mention it. I certainly would declare this as a reactionary if I mention it. On the basis of the Norway wonders now. This Psach was Harabi Badi Yosef was based upon the Rabbi, but I'm in control. Now, the Gemara in Yomi says that in respect to his descendants of the Asaras Shvatim, who became assimilated, so then the Kedushas Yisroel was properly gambled, either because the Sakosim, or as the Carmelo says, the Chachomim decided to be mafkir the Kedushas Yisroel. But of course, that only applies to those descendants of Asaras Shvatim who by Shem Bob became Israel. And it's not clear about these Ethiopian Jews in the course of generations, because after all, they are many assuming that they don't observe at all, and they didn't have a Torah Shabbat pay. I'm not asking criticizing them. Of course, it's been changed for me. They're not at fault, and no one of us would be better than they. I mean, the fact is that they were assimilated in many ways. They retained certain interests, but certain interests they abandoned and they neglected. Maybe they also came with you by the same God. How can one be sure of these things? So, some melee, maybe even if they are the center of the Sahasra, maybe they will destroy it by others. I'm afraid to say that.
If find it wrong to assume that you couldn't tell.
And I don't want to be bold with it, because that's only, this is only a chash in my mind that flashes. And I don't want to be bold with it, because I don't want to answer thousands of all kinds of experience. You know, you call me up that I should give them a question, why I said this and why I said that. I have enough of these calls anyway. And if some of the media people find out, they'll be out. So I don't want to be bothered on that. In regard, that was unbelievable, it's all right, I don't mind. But this point is something I'm not saying. So that's just a concept that applies only to those who are by the Shenbo. They are wonderful people, I mean. But maybe in the, maybe hundreds of years ago, maybe 2,000 years ago, you know, how many years it is, assuming that the Alexander Saraswati, maybe 2,000 years ago, at the very outset, they were not so wonderful. Maybe at that time, they became assimilated. They were raised of the Chube to a certain extent, in their own
so that's good.
Own way.
That's good that they were called the Chube.
It's very good, it's very good. But if at the beginning, they became assimilated, and then they were raised of the Chube, so maybe the Gnosis Israel was already in pocket. So maybe it's possible that they require guilds.
I can imagine that for any individual you would choose, we have to resort to rope and so on to figure out whether or not it was a special problem, because there was no way of telling. But this is a community whose identity is very clear. The Goyim know these are the...
So, you know it's very clear the way they are today, but do you know how this community, their ancestors, were 2,000 years ago? Do we have any record? The first time that we get a record was from the Vikings of Eladonis. The first time. And then the Moramatoi go and believe the story of Eladonis. But the other thing who said that Eladonis is not reliable. It's not reliable. You can't believe these stories, because there are many strange things in the Eladonis song. Even though there are more mentions, especially with the shrieking in our power here.
But you have to make
it. If the liberal Jews would know that these ancestors of the Ethiopian Jews were the first ones to usher a woman to be a sheikhet, so then maybe they would change their minds.
They wouldn't literally get that. They were the first ones.
Until El Ladoni, it was accepted as the Mishneh, Pashas and Mishneh, that the Mishneh can be Sheikhed in Munkachi, Allah has come to Ham and Chum, but El Ladoni said, no Shin by your colleagues, and they cannot be Sheikhed.
The hill from Terrence is true.
Look at how small it is, how I've done it. Well, anyway, so I don't know what does it mean by the Shenbong. What does that Shenbong mean? What Shenbong means that if there is an intention to become assimilated, or even, you know, if you abandon the Torah and everything, and you decide, you know, in a way contrary, you know, to Torah, it's all for the Shenbong, even if they have the best intentions. I don't know the scope of the Shenbong, but the more mentions that person can be regardless of the
Shenbong. It's interesting, it doesn't use that same reasoning when it comes to, let's say, Kusim, which were a group that one could an identifiable group. In other words, by the Asesha Swatami, you didn't know whether it was Asesha Swatami or not. But when you have a community, you can't say, because that's the process that they're children came out of Goyim, they didn't physically assimilated.
Yes, but the Gemara mentions in regard to the descendants of Asar HaShvatim, but the Zerotim Hashem HaShosh and Kiyaki. So, the question is, does it have reference? No, the Gemara mentions it not to the Gemara.
Right,
the Gemara doesn't mention it. The Gemara mentions it to the Gemara descendants of Asar HaShvatim. Anyway, all right, that would be enough. And that's it. Now, another problem. Now, I don't want to be quoted in regard to what is still judging. I don't want to be quoted because it's not that I'm saying it. In my mind, this flashes. We have to consider that. I'm not saying that. That they come with the law and disposed towards the conclusion that they don't come with the law, even though the Lord mentions that the other Saraswati, the other Buddha Saraswati, who became intentionally assimilated, but not if they became assimilated, you know, out of ignorance, not intentionally, not a reason. But the question is, you know, it's so obscure, I mean, who knows of the background, what was the status and the nature and the attitude of their ancestors 2,000 years ago. I mean, it's so easy to determine. And there are all kinds of theories. There is one theory by certain historians that they became Jew conscious as a result of the gales of the Kuzara. There's such a theory also. No one knows the background of the Ethiopian Jews. No one knows. And these liberal Jews, they are well aware of the doubt of the dubious status of the Ethiopian Jews, more than the other Chabonim. But they don't care for Torah. To them, everything is a matter of public relations, of becoming popular with non-Jewish media, so they can say anything or not. But if they're in college, Rav Shapiro and Rav Eliyahu reactionaries, it's a very simple thing. All you have to do is to insult and be impudent. That's all. That all you are defending black people, that makes you a nice person. One thing I would tell the media, if they ask me, that we genuinely Orthodox Jews would be ready to marry them once the undergo the gales. We're ready. But not one of the Hasidim of Rabbi Alexander Schindler and all these prominent rabbis would be ready to marry them. Not one. the Rabbi Bagi Yosef did not come out with his psak, in which he reversed his own psak, so then all this would have been avoided. They chose how important it is, how the Israel would be by him. Now, then I want to discuss a report on the Gemara of Kedusha. Now, here the Gemara says, Maisel is Duke Yachot, Shesipel and Kengot in the Shuk, the Notso Tzipi, the Neir on the Ki, the Notso in Kengot or Golo, the Yachuk Kono Shot in Golo, the Kidem is Rishke, Omrole, after Pishon Shesipi Mehen, Nisyores in a Pushi, Umares Dam Lechachom, Omer Yesi, Pchim on Ubrahem, Yesem Nake, the Umares Dam Lechachom, Chut, Nisha Acha Shoyer, Mishkun Seinu, Shoyer, Dam Lechachom. The question is, So, he made sure that they are Zoyer in Lucas Nidhi. It's written on Zohar. On what basis? In other words, he inquired from the wife of the Zohar. Why should she announce at all there is a loche, so if somebody is a choshe in a certain thing, he has no mnemonis. Now, if they were shooting on the Zohar, because of the not intention, but they were sure they had such funny ideas that the Amyore is stored and you can be mashing in the mode in all the Amyore. So they were sure on the idea. The whole concept of Lucas Nide was wrong. So they were sure. So the ritual and the Ramir both raise the same question.
Was the Tzeduki better than Kusi or worse?
What do you mean better? Why? In what sense? The common denominator was that the Kusi and the Tzeduki did not believe in Tosh about that.
No?
So maybe they were apikorsi, but the Gita is not Mumea because they were teaching. But the Kusim, besides not believing in Tosh Malpe, so they didn't behave. So then the Chachomim were gazing on him in his gap. Mashiach is the king, so the Chachomim were not gazing on him in his gap. Why did he have to inquire all these questions from the wife of the Zdukin? He could have asked the Zdukin himself all these questions. Why not the wife? The Nire. The Nisel Hai Kushe, Chodim Nai Mitao Tzlechavot. In other words, there are two kashas. One is, why did he force the wife of the cookie? And question number two is, why didn't he inquire from the cookie himself? So he says, one kashe can be entirely there. Hold me nine thousand halos. Do you gupe shero she riki pono hoyo mishaven leides? Vainly. The reason as to why he didn't ask the Zduki himself, because the Zduki could not even answer that his Messiah would be to me, because he was already aware of the problem that the king would have, because he saw that the face of the king would change when some of the spittle of the rage of the Zduki fell on the clothing of the king of. So whatever he would say, the Zduki could not be in the capacity of Messiah of the Tune, and with only with their saying the Spanish. So deliberately with their saying this. So deliberately with their saying this, so is a Hoshi, so is not memory. But why did he know what to inspire? So he made a belief that he was just inquiring, not that it's of halachic significance, her answers. So Mela, the answers that she gave were given in the capacity of Messiah with the tumor. So Hoshe Yidobo has known one as it is Havnish Meiris, but if Hoshe says something in Siyah of Tule, he is not Miss Havnish Meiris, then he's never. Then he's never. That's one thing. Do you go to Shavuot, Shavuot, Pono, or in Miss Havnish Meiris, they never leave it? Abolish the Yishua, or Miss Siyah of Tule, she ain't come. Eides Hoshe. That's one. This new mire, the kushi kamais on dofa b'shav. But the kashi, hoshi b'dofa, we don't even need it, is no kashi, for two reasons. So, hode dil chesei kirepshin in awozo, di oma, dobo, dome, unide, dobo, shenuri, b'yanoe, uchnisim chesei. In other words, when do we say that the Hoshe Yidobo is Rodonibuidei only if he has a motive to life? If you divide the benefit from life. But